I'm Madeline Galassi. I am a senior at the University of Illinois studying news editorial journalism.
My name is Niani Scott. I'm a freshman at the University of Illinois studying journalism.
And my name is Tyler Pinlilio. I'm a sophomore at the University of Illinois studying journalism, and we're all Roger Ebert fellows. And right now we're working closely with Michael Phillips to just improve our writing and storytelling skills.
We just came back from the first Chicago area screening of Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
And The Last Jedi is the sequel to The Force Awakens, which came out 2 years ago, and is the second movie in the newest Star Wars trilogy.
Breathe. Now, reach out. What do you see?
Light. Darkness.
So this was my first time seeing any Star Wars movie, which I know is pretty unheard of. So the whole movie was a totally new experience for me, and it was definitely an interesting one.
Well, I haven't had experience with Star Wars other than my brothers beating me up with their lifesavers. It's gone beyond that. and me defending myself with the broom. I really enjoyed The Last Jedi.
Yeah, so I've seen, like, all the original trilogy when I was a kid, my dad, and now I've seen The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens. Madeline, so is your first time seeing any Star Wars movie? What are, like, your impressions of it?
I was definitely a little bit worried going into it that all of it would be lost on me, since I don't know any backstory, including part of the title of what a Jedi even is. I really enjoyed it. I definitely did lose some parts of it, and some of it I didn't understand when it first started. I had no idea what was going on, and I was very concerned. But as it progressed, I feel like I became really interested in all of the characters, especially Rey. I think that my favorite part of the movie as a whole was absolutely the female characters in it, because all I knew about Star Wars and any of the female characters was Princess Leia in her gold bikini. And so it was such an amazing experience seeing Rey and then Princess Leia also just being such strong female characters, and nobody made a fuss about them being female. I appreciated that a lot, and that makes me want to go and watch the other movie that she's in for sure.
Yeah, I always second that. Just seeing, like, and it didn't detract from the storyline at all. Like, I thought that they were leaders. I love seeing Princess Leia in her age and, like, still being, you know, a subtle badass, you know, honestly. And then Rey, you know, coming, she's fighting. She's, like, smooth with it, too. And I really enjoyed watching her on screen.
Yeah, watching Rey, like, with the lightsaber and everything, it, like, gave me the chills a little bit at one point, because it's just so cool to see that.
Yeah, considering, I mean, like I said, I was getting beat up by my brothers, but now it's like, hey, I need a lightsaber too.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a point in the film where Rey, who's played by Daisy Ridley, and Kylo Ren, who's played by Adam Driver, they face off. To see Rey just overpower Kylo Ren, who is portrayed as this super evil antagonist, yeah, what more can you ask for a female lead?
Rey!
You must have 1,000 questions.
Where's Rey?
Something inside me is awake. I need help.
We are the spark that'll light the fire that'll burn the First Order down. I was raised to fight. For the first time, I had something to fight for.
So tonight at the premiere in Chicago, it was not just like any night at the movies. Everyone there was very excited to see the premiere, decked out in their Star Wars gear. When we arrived at the theater, someone was in the front pumping everybody up, saying all the actors' names, and everyone would start cheering. And throughout the film, it got a lot of reactions from the audience, and people were cheering and laughing, and it was overall just a really great time.
Yeah, I enjoyed the vibe of the theater. I think it added to my excitement. Like, I was like, okay, they're really feeling this, so it made me feel it even more too. I was like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah.
This is cool. I'm starting to turn into a Star Wars geek.
Yeah. It's like kind of like the whole Star Wars appeal. It's like you can go in and, I mean, not really know that much or anything about Star Wars, and just seeing everything, just space battles, the sci-fi, the lasers, the explosions. The intense scenes and even the comedy, that really attracts you. And like Madeline was saying with the audience, as soon as the title came on, everyone started cheering. And even in the film, there's like really big points where something really pivotal happens, and then you just hear the audience applauding and like cheering and whooping, and kind of just it adds to the whole experience that is Star Wars.
And I feel like the fan base is actually something that has kind of turned me off to wanting to watch any of the Star Wars movies throughout my life, because I feel like, A, it's too late for me to get into it, and B, that it's just such a cult following that I don't know anyone who's really like half of a Star Wars fan. It's kind of you're in it or you're not. But the audience tonight made me want to be there. Like, everyone was just having fun, and I thought that it was going to be kind of intimidating with all of the Star Wars like big fans there tonight, but it was a really fun crowd.
Yeah, and I was surprised by the like the spiritual aspect of it. Like, I'm not a religious person or anything, but you know, like the Force and you know, the being able to talk to each other through dimensions by way of the Force, I thought that was really cool. And like Yoda just popping up, like giving wisdom like a little monk, I thought that was really, really cool. I was like, oh, they're doing a lot of like Buddhist like behavior. And I was like, this is cool. I can get with this.
Definitely for me, at the start, like at definitely the starting points of the film, it's like kind of here and then there and then this and then that. There's like so many characters they introduced, and it kind of, like, I can get what Madeline's saying, where it's kind of confusing, and, like, your eyes are glued to the screen, definitely, but even I was like, well, what is really going on here? And that's probably the fact that there's more comedy into it, and also the action scenes are very, like, special effects heavy. There's, like, explosions everywhere. This being Rian Johnson's, like, first time directing and writing for a Star Wars movie, this might be, like, a little bit different compared to like the original trilogy or even The Force Awakens, because those stick more like to the like Star Wars like theme. And this one's a little bit more out there, which is good in a way. It's different, you know?
Let the past die. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Darkness rises and light to meet it.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
Come on!